I'm Ken Hemmings, and he is Chris Lang, and welcome to another of these regular property briefings. Again, a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Glad to be back with you.
Over the time that we've been doing these weekly podcasts, you've always indicated some concern you have with retail property. Why is that?
Yeah, you're right, Ken. I have been a bit down on retail, and it's probably fair that I should explain why that is. You see, if you look at the different markets, the most sensitive to interest rates is obviously the residential market. And as mortgage rates creep up, it means that people pull out of the market and it starts to affect that property prices, etc. However, as people have to pay more for their mortgage payments, therefore that tends to flow through into retail sales, and that affects the turnover of the traders. Now, what you have to consider is that at the moment interest rates are historically as low as they have been for living memory, and yet retailing is suffering right at the moment. So you've got to look around for more structural changes and what are the underlying reasons for this, because the only way for interest rates to move now is upwards, and if they go up, it's going to affect adversely retail trading and therefore the economic viability of retailers and therefore the security as far as them being a long-term tenant when it comes to an investor. And if you look around, you see that most of the CBDs, certainly Sydney and Melbourne, had recently an influx of overseas retailers. I mean, some of the big names, both from the UK, USA, and more latterly from Scandinavia. So some of these big names have come in and they are being very competitive. And I noticed that H&M have come out and made it quite clear that they will be pricing their merchandise at what it was in Scandinavia. So they're not going to have, as a lot of retailers do, have an Australian margin, if you like, and price it slightly higher because they realise that it's not that easy for people to go overseas. It costs money, so therefore they have a margin. But apparently they're not going to. Now, that's going to put a lot of pressure on Myer, DJ, and also a lot of the other retail chains. And so it's going to filter its way down so that it's going to have that impact on retailing and its turnover. Well, not so much its turnover, its profitability, because they can still keep turnover up by cutting prices, which they've done. Now, this is also being exacerbated by the surge in online trading as far as shoppers are concerned. And most of the major players are late into the market. Myers, DJ, Harvey Norman, they very much have clung to the bricks and mortar model and are very late on the scene as far as online trading is concerned. And likewise, a lot of the smaller traditional traders they've all got an online presence, but they don't really promote it that heavily. It's there as an afterthought, and it's not necessarily on equal standing to their bricks and mortar outlets. And that's principally because they have such an investment in that. So I guess they're the factors that are, in my mind, adversely affecting retail.
So how is that likely to impact upon the tenancy mix within some of our larger shopping centres?
Well, because with online retailing, the storefront is effectively the computer screen or the iPad, they don't have to pay expensive rent, and nor do they have to pay for the cost of fitting out the tenancy. And so you've got these new starts as far as retail outlets are concerned. They haven't ever gone into bricks and mortar. They've gone straight online. And yet many of the traditional retailers are still trying to drive their foot traffic into their stores by taking TV ads, newspaper ads, all the traditional means, instead of going under the radar, as it were, and using social media and various blogs and other forms of advertising to build a, as it were, a cult following and making it a lot less expensive. I mean, you just need to look around and compare what you're seeing in the local strip shopping centres and the shopping malls now compared to 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, you've noticed over that period springing up in the shops and shopping centres, gyms, medicos, massage businesses, bowling alleys, restaurants. I mean, the tenancy mix is simply changing completely in what seems to be the most viable outlet going forward.
Have you noticed a change in the way people actually go about their day-to-day shopping nowadays?
Yes, I have, and I'm sure you have too, and so will most of our listeners. I mean, just you simply take a walk through any of the large shopping centres owned by Westfield, GPT, CFS Retail around Australia, and you've got to have noticed the change. I mean, the shopping centres have now become a destination to get your daily tasks done and to be entertained. You know, going back a few years, it used to be where you do your comparison shopping in fashion boutiques and accessory shops and so forth. And while some of them are still there, they're not in the same number, and they've been replaced, as I said, by these service-type businesses where you might go to do your workout at the gym early in the day. You might have a doctor's appointment or hair appointment. You might meet some of your friends, have lunch. And, you know, it just becomes a destination exercise rather than just going in to check on a frock or a hat or something like that and move between the different boutiques. The whole approach to way people are shopping has changed. And that's not only in the regional shopping centres, but also if you go along a lot of the strip shopping centres, you'll notice the tenancy mix, the makeup of the tenants, has changed to more service-orientated businesses than into the boutique style, whether it's fashion or other smaller niche businesses. They're not as prevalent as they were 4 or 5 years ago.
And is that likely to change even more over time?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's not just the fashion retailers who are having to rethink their business model. You probably started to see, or you will start to see, the likes of JB Hi-Fi, Apple, Nike, some of those major players, even Myers and DJ, having to readjust the size, the number, and the location of their retail outlets. You see, a lot of those, for these chains, and even for some of the smaller operators, the landlords charge, and therefore the tenants required to pay, what's called a percentage rent. In other words, when your turnover gets to a certain level, you pay a percentage of that on top of your base rent. And so that means you're required to disclose your revenue. So as your turnover increases, so does your rent. So therefore, by definition, their profitability must fall. And what happens is that at the moment, retailers, in an attempt to keep their turnover up, are cutting their prices. But as the turnover is maintained, that triggers the percentage rent. So they're still paying the percentage rent, but their margins have been cut. and they've had to do that to attract customers. So as a result, the traditional business model is now starting to have to be changed because, as I said, A, you've got this competition coming in from overseas, but you've got the shoppers wanting to shop online, and if they can't get what they want from the Australian shops because the offerings they've got online are really not as attractive as a lot of the overseas stuff. Now, even if they, and I don't think they will, but they could increase the GST on items under $1,000, it's going to be very costly for the government to do that, and they will hopefully try and pass the cost on to the retailers. So the retailers will win in one hand and dip out with all the red tape to recoup the GST. But at the moment, there's no pricing differential between buying online and buying in the shop. And it's only the smart newcomers that realise they don't have these overheads and can undercut online some of the major players that are actually eating into the market for what has traditionally been some of these retail chains that have had it pretty good for a long time. I mean, some of their margins, their markups were, 100, 150, 200%. And I guess they've just gotten a bit lazy. They've assumed that's going to go on forever. And all of a sudden, there's been structural changes that have occurred that are forcing them to actually rethink the fundamentals of how they operate their businesses.
Anything more you'd like to add?
Look, apart from the tenancy mix already having altered over the last 4 or 5 years, what you're going to start to see is these traditional retailers dramatically reduce the size of their bricks and mortar presence, the outlets that they currently have. Now, they can't do it straight away. They're going to have to wait until leases fall due and renegotiate with their existing landlords, whether it's an individual shop or part of a shopping centre. But the way I see things going is that these outlets will become much smaller display centres for shoppers to examine the range of what they have to offer and then to go online and to purchase at a lower cost. So they're not going to carry the range. I mean, yes, you might be able to buy some things from the shop, but the idea is to have it more as a showroom so that your size may not be available there, but most people know their size. They just simply want to look at the merchandise and then go and place their order online where they feel more comfortable in that, A, it's that they get a wider selection. And so you're going to start to see a different cost profile as far as pricing is concerned with the smart retailers so that they can reduce their exposure as far as rent's concerned in the shopping centres and strip centres around the country. They won't have to have big expensive fit-outs anymore. The fit-outs will be good, but relative to the size of the shop, it will be a lot less. And I believe they will have less shops around the country as well. I mean, why would you go to the huge expense of setting up a new outlet when you can run and operate an online store for a fraction of the cost? I mean, therefore, what I think you're going to see in the shopping centres of tomorrow, they're going to focus upon meeting the personal service needs of their customers, while traditional retailers revert to having merely a representative showroom to display their wares rather than that being the main source of sales as far as the retailers are concerned. So with all that going on, I don't really hold a lot of confidence for this sector of the market, the retail sector, because as I said, it's not working well at the moment. And it will be affected when interest rates rise, and that's the only direction they can go. Now, whether it's going to be this year or early next year, I don't know. But interest rates will have to rise. And so looking forward, the whole business model, structure, physical appearance, and method or primary method of selling is going to have to alter as far as the retail sector is concerned.
I can now understand the reason for your hesitancy in recommending our listeners consider retail property at the moment, although presumably that could change down the track.
Yes, it could, and we can certainly revisit that in a future podcast.
Okay, look, let's do that, and I look forward to catching up with you again next week.